Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning and welcome to Wellness Wednesday. This is the Elder Care Radio Program with Richard and Kaylee from Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. And our telephone number, that easy number to remember, 477-6999. You know, I got to tell you, this last few weeks have been kind of exciting and liberating in a way. I mean, we've gotten through the year of COVID, and then you start getting more news. And last week, I went through a number of statistics and details about how Utah is, you know, sloping down on COVID cases. And I saw in the news yesterday that, you know, on the national news, you know, the ticker that goes across the bottom, that Utah admitted to that. They actually said, yes, our case numbers are going way down. And so that's exciting. In fact, the latest numbers that we have in, and that's for January 11th, was 599 cases compared to 3,000 and 4,000 new cases a day before that.
And that's in spite of the Thanksgiving and Christmas expected surge in numbers.
Right. There was, let's see, we had Thanksgiving, of course, and then Christmas, and then New Year's, and all of those were going to be super spreaders. And, you know, we know people had gone out of town and gone to visit family, that kind of thing. And this morning as I'm driving in, I just keep relating back to The Wizard of Oz. And while I don't think it's time for us to all start dancing in the streets, singing, you know, The Wicked Witch is Dead in high-pitched, squeaky voices, I do feel that kind of elation, I guess, about how things are much better now than they were, you know, that it's all, you know, uphill, you know, it's all blue skies and going forward. So that's exciting, at least for me. And maybe I'm wrong.
It is. It seems we're seeing behind the curtain, aren't we?
Yeah.
The Wizard Master.
I think we can come up with all kinds of analogies about that. You know, we've been hearing people tell us what we're supposed to be doing, you know, constantly. And we've, you know, submitted to that, you know, the Wizard of Oz kind of thing. And while that hasn't harmed us, it hasn't necessarily given us the freedom and liberty that we would have enjoyed or gotten the benefit of. And so, yeah, that's just kind of been going through my mind is, you know, all of our elderly getting outside in their squeaky voices and shouting at the top of their lungs, you know, the Wicked Witch is dead. I can't do that voice. Andy, can you do that?
No, I'm not.
The lollipop kid voice?
No.
Okay. So if you can imagine the lollipop kid singing, that's kind of what I was thinking this morning. So, I mean, it's exciting. And we've had some great involvement with the community recently. We, as you know, we've offered to do in-home assessments for people and get nurses in actually involved with patients individually so that we can get all of that information that isn't normally available to a doctor over telehealth. And that we've had some great experiences there.
We really have. The collaborative care has been even surprising to us. As our nurses have gone out and done these assessments, we have even been surprised at just how much has been missed through telehealth. And we are happy to have been able to help so many of these seniors in this community get good care. And again, we collaborate with your primary care physician, so you never give anything up.
Right. And again, we feel really blessed from our position and the experiences that we personally get out of this that we had never even imagined when we got involved. But we got involved because we didn't want people to have bad experiences. But we didn't, you know, think to ourselves or for ourselves that we were going to have really heartfelt, warm, touching experiences that we've had. And it's amazing to go into the community and meet people and find incredible caregivers, you know, people that are just so dedicated to helping their loved ones, and they've, you know, they've committed their entire life to doing that, and for us to be able to reach in and help them a little bit has been great.
Which brings up a good point. Recently, we did a nursing assessment, as we talked about earlier, the free head-to-toe nurses assessment that Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care always offers our seniors 65 and older. But we went into a home and found this lovely family that had been caring so diligently for their mother and wife, incredible amounts of service. But they have been absolutely alone in their attempts to care for her, not realizing that the services that we can provide through our palliative care program were 100% free to them, and they could have been accepting that service for, you know, 6 months. They could have had the supplies and the medical equipment and caregivers coming into the home, never without ever giving up their free will and choice of the care of their mother provided to their mother. 100% their decisions, everything that is provided, but just knowing that they have a resource, a place to ask the questions, a way to get the supplies for free and the medical equipment for free and the doctor's oversight for free, nursing care for free, all that, those free services that they so desperately needed, they had no idea that we were here until they took advantage of our free nursing assessment.
Right, and we want to know, we want the community to know that we are still doing that. We're still providing that nursing assessment to help people have a better medical position, you know, an opportunity to talk to their doctor, having more information. I mean, if you know what your blood pressure is and your heart rate is and issues that, you know, somebody can find using a stethoscope, it's amazing the tools that we've known about since we were children, you know, blood pressure cuffs and stethoscopes. And while we may not know all of the things that can be done, it is incredible how much information is available through those tools that isn't available through all the new digital electronic stuff that we've created for ourselves, like telehealth. So it's really bringing together all of that that's going to be the most useful care for everybody. And so having those people that can actually go out and meet with you, and again, one of the most important tools is just the tool of touch and communication, certainly. But to have people that can meet with you personally and get that information so that we can share it with the doctor so that they are better prepared. And this is probably a good point to make, that everything that your doctor is doing for you, it has a goal, and we should know what that goal is. And sadly, we've talked to a lot of people who didn't know exactly what the goal was for what they're doing, what the medication that they're taking was supposed to do. And if they don't know what it's supposed to do, then it's hard to track whether it's doing it or not. So we want to make sure that we help the community understand what the goals are. If you're on a blood pressure medication to reduce your blood pressure, then we should be tracking to make sure that's happening. But when your blood pressure medication does that, it sometimes does other things which have to be tracked too. And so we've had the great opportunity to do a little education along that line. We had a patient that we came into the home and did some checking, and the doctor had recently changed the blood pressure medication, trying to accomplish one particular little goal in their blood pressure. But we found that his heart rate was significantly low. And for those of you who know, you know what heart rate should be, between 60 and 100 is pretty common. If you're a trained athlete, you can get down to the 50s, maybe even in the 40s. This gentleman who is you know, almost bedbound, he had a 36 heart rate, which is not good. But
nobody
knew that. You know, the doctor through telehealth wasn't able to find out what his heart rate was. And so with our nursing staff, we were able to accomplish that. Now, what had happened is they had just recently changed the blood pressure med. And so we tried to reach out to that doctor, but it was a Friday afternoon, and his office wasn't available. So they agreed to allow our medical staff to be involved. We got our doctors involved immediately, made a change in the medication, got him back to where he was almost immediately. And then we're able to talk to the doctor on the following Monday and develop a slightly different plan and protocol so that the patient can accomplish what they want to do. And those are the things that, you know, you just don't believe would happen, but happen all the time.
That brings up a good point. Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care does answer our lines 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including those holidays. And in the scenario that Richard's discussing, this patient called late on a Friday afternoon and his doctor's office was closed. It was this family that asked us to mention in our program how grateful she was, and that maybe the community does not realize that even if you don't have a doctor or if your doctor is unavailable, we have a team of doctors that we can access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you are never left without professional medical oversight from a team of doctors that truly understand senior care and their needs and how those seniors react differently to disease, wounds, and even something like their blood pressure, much, much different than a young, you know, 30, 40-year-old would.
And this all goes back to what we believe is important is that everybody take control of their own health care, that they that they're an active participant, that they understand the processes, the goals, and the issues that are there. If you know what your blood pressure should be and you can check to see what it is, then you can track that much better than going to the doctor every 6 months and having them check it one time. That doesn't give us real data. You've probably known people who have had heart conditions and they put, you know, equipment on the person and had them wear that for a period of time so that they could track real time what was going on. Well, today we all have that ability to accomplish that. We can check our blood pressure regularly. It's an inexpensive investment if it's important. I believe you can go to most Walmarts or other places and get your blood pressure checked, and that's good information. If you have that information, then you're better prepared to talk to your doctor. Because if you're not aware of your circumstances, then you're not going to be able to engage medical help that may be necessary. And that's just blood pressure. It's all parts of it. So if you don't know exactly why you have a medication, we encourage you to reach out to your doctor and have a discussion about why you're on it. And not just why you're on it, but what the goal of it is so that that's trackable. If we don't track our goals, then we'll never meet them. That you find out from your doctor what his expectation is going forward, because you know, we talked about this in the past many months ago, that a drug is either going to be curative, and that means it's going to be for a specific length of time, and then we're going to be done with that. That problem is going to be resolved. Or it's going to be palliative, and that means that it's just going to continue to be used for the rest of your life. And blood pressure is one of those things that generally is a long term. Cholesterol is a long term, because we're just trying to manage a symptom. We're not necessarily trying to going to resolve the issue. It's important for you to know that's what it is, so that you can regularly check your blood pressure or your cholesterol levels to see if that drug is still working, because many times there does need to be some changes, and we want you to be more involved in that. It's going to be up to you. Your doctors, under the rules that they have, are pretty limited in their ability to offer to help you here, but if you ask adamantly enough, they will, you know, come up with ways to give you better support.
For example, I have a thyroid deficiency. I have hypothyroidism, so I'm going to be taking basically thyroxine the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. But my doctor has me come in every 6 months to check my levels, and then he can adjust it down or up or down my dosage for that. And that's something, like you said, with blood pressure medicine or whatever, that needs to be maintained because it does change.
That's right. We are all changing, and we're all evolving, and we're all changing in our lives. And it's important that we adjust the things that we're doing. If our blood pressure medication is working exceptionally well and we've lost weight, you know, weight loss is a big part of affecting our blood pressure. Yeah. We may not need as big of a dose, and we may not notice that. And certainly if you're on a schedule of seeing your doctor every 6 months, then at least twice a year we get that check. But in other areas, I think we can check more often to see, especially when we're making changes. You know, when if your doctor does change your medication, or let's say introduces you to a medication in the beginning, there's a high variability of what that result may be. And so it'd be important to check regularly but as we level into a status, then we're just checking to see if there's any major changes, and if there is, then we make an adjustment. And so again, we really encourage everybody to be more involved in their healthcare, to take it upon yourself to be your own best medical advocate, to have those conversations. And one of the easy conversations to have, and I think every doctor would take this phone call, to just say, okay, so these are the medications you have me on, all of the medications that you have me on, can you tell me why? Because our experience has been a lot of people have more than one professional that they're getting prescribed medications from.
Right.
And they may have two or three medications that are dealing with their blood pressure. Their cardiologist may have them on one or two medications that are trying to do a couple things, and their primary care physician may have had some had them on something for a long time before that. So if you get to talk to one doctor and say, okay, so this is all the medications that I have, what do these all do and why am I on them? Then you have that opportunity to have a better understanding, but your doctor has that opportunity to have a full understanding of your circumstances right now. Because he has a chart of your history, but that chart of history may not correspond exactly with what your current situation is. And so those opportunities to get more control of your health care and have a better outcome is really important.
Yeah, if you go to a doctor that's maybe in a different system, you know, your personal physician refers you to a specialist, and they're not in the same system, he's not going to have any idea what medicines you're taking at all.
That's so. Right. And from our experiences, when we have patients come on and we're trying to find out what medications they're on, we get their medical history, and it will have a number of different prescriptions from a number of different doctors throughout time, but it doesn't say this one stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say this is the date that we stopped it and this is why we changed. It's just, you know, it's on the list. And so we have to go in and look at the medications the doctor has.
Did you know that if you work with a medical team that is overseen by insurance, that, and I was just talking to a doctor about this, that they are allotted 12 minutes per patient visit, and that time must include their required time of charting. Sure. So they really don't have time to review your med list fully. Yeah, that's not much time. That also includes the niceties. Hi, Andy, how you doing? How are your kids? How's your wife?
Yeah, well, you can't afford to be nice, I guess.
Right.
Not much time.
Well, and those are not the decisions doctors make for themselves. It's the decisions the system makes for the doctor in order to keep the money rolling, so to speak. So it's really up to you to kind of figure out how to work within that system. And if that's making multiple appointments and having a specific purpose for each one, instead of a general, you know, this is kind of where I'm at, but just say, okay, so I want to set an appointment just to talk about my meds. I want to set an appointment just to talk about what my prognosis is. What's the future hold for me? That's a great conversation to have with your doctor is, you know, what's my future look like? Because we all know that we're going to have some declines. And it would be nice to kind of prepare ourselves for that and to have an idea of what the outlook is. You know, these are not things we think about when we're 30, but when we're 70, it's probably a reasonable conversation to have. And we certainly hope that we, you know, are getting some information out to the community in areas that make sense here. So we really want everybody to take that on. And if you have any questions, if you aren't sure how to talk to your doctor or you're afraid to talk to your doctor because you don't want to offend him, you don't want to have him, you know, feel that you're not being nice to him, something like that, then call us. We don't have those kind of judgments.
Or perhaps you don't know the questions to ask, which is a common problem. You know, we leave our health care up to our doctors who are the experts, but the truth is we're in control and we're required to make the decisions for our own health care. If you don't ask the right questions, you won't know what your options are.
So that's absolutely correct. And I guess today I'm really advocating for getting out there and taking control of it. We are still doing and really want to continue to provide that in-home assessment for people. And it's not just people who may be eligible for hospice. That's not our goal. Our goal is to reach out to the elderly community, those people 65 and older, giving them better care. It won't cost you anything to have us do this. All we want to do is get you a starting point of a good physical overview and some points to talk to your doctor about.
You don't need any insurance. No insurances will be billed. It's completely free.
Right. We're footing the bill on this because we want to make sure that this is available to everybody at any, you know, in any community. We want to make sure that they have this available. So give us a call today, 435-477-6999, and let us know a little bit about what your personal goals are, your medical conditions, and we will have somebody come out and add some more information to you so that you have that. Sorry, I was just handed a piece of paper. That's right. So when it comes to hospice care, 78% of the people that are eligible for hospice have little or no hospice care given to them. And if you understand what hospice care can be, it's not about dying. It's about living your best life. And those are going to be really important things for us to be able to focus on. We have really enjoyed the opportunity to share in people's joyous experiences that we've been able to participate in. When we can come in and help a family not have to worry about the mundane things so that they can focus on the things that are pleasing and important for them long term. Those are all great things that we love doing. And here's another point that I want to make, and that is that on the, you know, why are you on this medication? If you're on home health, there's a specific reason that you're on home health, and there are goals that are set. And if you don't know what those goals are, you may not meet those goals. And if you're not making those goals, then home health will end for you. So if you are on home health and you're not quite sure why, give us a call. We'll talk about your circumstances and we'll try and give you an understanding of what the goals of home health are for you, because it can be different for everybody. It may be physical therapy. You may have had a surgery. You may have had, you know, some type of major condition that's requiring that you learn to move again or to accomplish things. Give us a call. We'll talk about what that is for you and how to accomplish that and make sure that you're participating in that. Some things that you should be aware of on the physical therapy side. If you don't participate and you don't continue to improve, then the medical community is going to say, well, then that's all you'll ever be is at that level that you're at. And they will stop trying to help you improve. You have to be committed to improving all the way down to, you know, we've had people who have been who've been put on home health for some purpose, whether that's trying to, and we'll just use physical therapy. But the first couple of days after that surgery, they really don't want to move. And so they tell the therapist, well, no, I don't really want to do that. And after three times of telling the therapist that you don't want to do that, then the therapist can say, okay, well, there's no reason for me to be here. And you lose that opportunity for improvement. So while it is a lot of work and it's difficult, those are going to be the important times to really contribute to that. So we're excited about the experiences we've had in this community. We feel blessed that we've been able to be here and have these people that we know now that we didn't before. And we want to know everybody else. So give us a call. We'll schedule an appointment for you and get some quality care into your home and see if there are other things that are available in the community that may be helpful to you.
I was going to say, and one of the things that the points that I think you're making today is you need to be brave. You need to be brave when you talk to your doctor. You need to be brave in taking control of your own health and your own life. And sometimes that's hard. It's easy to be cowardly and lazy, but be brave because it's your quality of life on the line.
You're circling all the way back to that Wizard of Oz thing, aren't you?
That's right.
With the cowardly lion.
That's right. If I only had a brain, right?
Yeah. Well, that was a scarecrow, but yeah. So, you know, I want you to know that it will be a great experience on the other end when you do have that conversation, you do have that knowledge. You're going to feel much better, just like the cowardly lion did. He's going to, you know, feel much more empowered to take on life, and he's going to be better. So we really appreciate everybody that listens to our program, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Our telephone number, 435-477-6999. This is Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care.
If you know of anybody that needs some resources or has questions to ask, please give our office a call.